כבוד הרב עובדיה יוסף ואין שאלות בשבת החבדת חלק ג' סימן פייבט. Now, סימן פייבט isn't relevant at all to Jews who live in Boca Raton. It has to do with Trumot u'Maaserot. I was debating skipping it, but I thought, you know, we should all have a desire to want to live in Eretz Yisrael, and so it should be relevant for us. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't believe this is relevant terribly anymore either. We'll see why. But it's important just to learn Torah to Eretz Yisrael every so often to remind ourselves of where we belong. Questions like this. We know that fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael require you to take Trumot and Maasrot, right? You grow grapes in Eretz Yisrael, you must take Trumot and Maasrot. Truma goes to the Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. Now, Truma that goes to the Kohen must be eaten b'tahara. The Kohen has to be Tahor. The Truma has to be Tahora. And then Maaser you give to the Levi. The challenge is that nobody's Tahor. Not me, not the Kohen. And because I'm not Tahor and the Kohen's not Tahor, not the Truma either. And Maaser, you have to separate, but you don't have to give to him practically. So Truma, you have to separate it, but you can't do anything with it. So end up, we burn it. There's nothing you see. I can't eat it. I'm not a Kohen. The Kohen can't eat it because he's Tameh, and the Truma is Tameh because I touched it. So you can burn it. They actually have a very clever thing. I thought this was amazing the first time I heard it. So a Kohen is allowed to feed Truma to his animals also. Okay, but who has animals? Are you going to give it? Are you going to feed it to the dog? How much Truma can the dog eat? So what they did was that the safari in Ramat Gan has a partner who's a Kohen, who owns the partnership in the safari. So now all the animals are technically also belong to a Kohen, so they can eat all the Truma. It was a way not to throw out so much. Fine. So what if you buy grapes in Israel from a Goy, and you want to make wine? So at what point is it considered to be finished? Meaning, a Goy who buys land in Eretz Yisrael and grows things, he's not obligated to Trumot Maasrot. He doesn't have to do any mitzvot. But the grape grew in Eretz Yisrael. So at what point is it yes, at what point is it no? So the Rambam writes, Perot shel goy shegadlu bekarka shekana be'Eretz Yisrael. The goy lives in Eretz Yisrael. His land, his grapes, it grew. V'nigmera melachtam be'yad goy. And there's something called gmar melacha. Once it hits gmar melacha, so then, umircham agoy, and miruach, we'll talk about that means in a moment, p'turim mitrumot ma'asrot. So, meaning once it's finished, what do you mean it's finished? Once the process is finished, now the Mishnayot go through exactly each fruit, and when is it considered to be finished? So we have to figure out, when is the grape considered to be finished, but it's well before it comes into wine. So, this, he brought it to the shuk, the guy brought the grapes to the shuk, I bought them, I turned it into wine. They're finished. No, the guy finished it. He was going to sell it to eat. The grapes are finished, meaning he collected them. He put them in the basket. They're ready to sell. Nigmara melachtan. There's nothing left to do with them. Yeah, if I want to turn them into wine, that's my problem. But they're ready to eat. So what's the problem? So the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, that's fine. That's the halacha. The Kesef Mishnah is Rav Yosef Karo's Perus on the Rambam. He says, but that this is the Kesef Mishnah writing. Rav Yosef Karo in the 1500s. And somebody got up, remember they're all living in Eretz Yisrael also, Rabbi Yosef Karo is living in Eretz Yisrael, somebody got up, and he made a mechah, he wants to do the opposite. And he does this, and he tells other people to do this, they're like, what's so terrible? You're not allowed to do it. For a moment. You're not allowed to do it. It's wrong. Mishum lo tizgo to do. You can't have two psakim. The psak halacha. The psak halacha is the psak halacha. Lo tasu agudot agudot. He says, and we all follow this. You're being mosti laz on the rishonim. And also, it's not a chumrah that most people can do. V'lachen yisli gzorlem shalein havukin. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if that's the minhag, you got to follow it. You can't change. And the Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, the author of the Shita Mekubetzet, writes that the Otag Zerat, they made a Zerat Nachash. Meaning, sometimes they say when, you know, the Gemara points out when someone who violates a Din Rabbanan, who follows the Halacha, Yishchenu Nachash. A snake should attack him. But Nachash here means Nidui Cherim Shamta. Meaning, they're going to put you in, they're going to put in Cherim. That you should have to follow right Halacha. The Kibbutz Amarah, so called Rabbanei HaGalil, they all got together. They took this very seriously. He's telling you who's there. They put this guy in chayim. Not allowed to hold like that. Okay? Not allowed to do it. Now, he wrote it, and he lived in Israel. I don't know when he wrote it, but saying he lived there was relevant to his life, is all I'm pointing out. So he says, okay, so obviously, if they come, what's the problem? The guy, you bought the grapes in the shuk, they're ready to eat, they're and you turn them into wine, and then it's fine, and okay, you say, but wait a minute. What do you mean, Gemara Malachtan? What's the Gemara Malachtan? When they're finished. So what's finished? They're ready, grapes can be eaten, or grapes can be made into wine. So when is it considered to be Gemara Malacha? Meaning, it depends what type of food it is, right? Every food is finished at a different point. So he quotes tons and tons of people who say, if you buy grapes, grapes are made to be eaten, and therefore when you buy them, they're finished, complete, that's the minhag, they're done. You buy them in the shuk, they're meant to be eaten. If you want to turn them into wine, kfar nigmara malachtan. They talk about this nowadays. He doesn't talk about this here. But there are different varieties of grapes, different varieties of oranges. Although, Florida is the home of the orange, we don't eat the oranges. There are different oranges that go to juice and different oranges that we don't eat the oranges that go to juice. The different varieties. He doesn't talk about that here. But he quotes the Maharsh Saddam, and he says, let's say you did. What was so bad about this guy who said okay, it's wrong, he went against the minhag, I'm not saying that's fine. But he says, I'm a free shrumotu ma'asrot mehayayin, afilu below bracha. So okay, you make a bracha levatalayah, make a bracha. So no bracha, I'll do it anyway. Over al bal tashchit. You're just wasting. Why? What are you going to do with the truma now? You have to throw it out. Bal tashchit. V'yesh bo mishri bizuin al chalim. You're destroying the food. You're destroying food. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to do this. And there's a whole big, apparently this was a big deal back in the day. So why, he doesn't tell you why he was asked this question, but he says, yeah, the Chazon Ish also thought you have to be Machmir. Now the Chazon Ish lived in Eretz Yisrael during the Zman of Hakamat HaMdinan before, and he thought also, Mistabras and Abim Shnei Gmaram Lachtan Lachilal De'agoy, right? Ve'ul Kacham Yisrael Asat Vem Yain, Efshar Shechayav Lafrish Shurot Ma'asrot, Ve'eno Niftar Mishu Miroch HaGoy. He says, the Chazon Ish said, why? Kevan she'ikar miroch hanavim hugmar hayayin. He says, yeah, grapes are made for wine. They're not the same grapes. Grapes are made for wine, so it's not considered nigmar until I bought it. So the question is, gmar malacha happened in whose hands? The gmar malacha happened by the goy. If the gmar malacha happened by the goy, then it's patur mi trumat ma'asrot. It was finished by a goy, no trumat ma'asrot. But if I finished it, if gmar malacha happened b'yad Yisrael, now it's going to be chayav and trumot ma'asrot. So the Chazon Ish said, yeah, the Gemara Melacha is the wine. You may, which better? Grapes are, okay, the grapes, but like wine is so much better if you made it into wine than not. And he quotes, he says, no, he forgot about all these Rishonim, he forgot about all this. There are tons and tons and tons and tons of Rishonim and Achronim who all say the Minhag is not. He says, also, what's at stake? Why do we have to take trumot ma'asrot in Eretz Yisrael nowadays? Most assume it's only Durabanan. Most assume that Shremot and Ma'asrot in Eretz Yisrael nowadays is only Durabanan. So he says, even if we'll grant the other opinion might be correct. Safek Durabanan lehakel, and you wouldn't have to follow this. There are those who quote that they saw people doing this in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi says, yeah, people sometimes do the wrong thing. Don't tell me you saw people doing this. Tell me that there was a posek halacha who said, got up and said, you have to do this. The fact that people do things isn't necessarily a siman that they're doing the right thing. So he points out that's the halakha. Although, again, not terrible. I don't know how many grapes you can buy even when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to the shuk. How many of them are owned by a goy? Meaning, how many of the farms are owned by goyim? Many of the farms are owned by Jews. Owning land in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Many Jews own the land in Eretz Yisrael. I assume that much of the grapes grow in Jewish-owned land. But you have to figure out each time. But again, the question is, whether it's chayav and shemot ma'asrot is when the gemar melacha happened. Did the Gemara Melacha happen by a Jew, at which point it would be Chayav and Shemot Ma'asrot, or did the Gemara Melacha happen by a Goy, which it would not? He assumes that if you buy grapes in the Shuk, that was Nigmar Melachtan by a Goy already, they bring it to the Shuk, after that, there's no requirement of Shemot Ma'asrot.